Time to get up. Gotta go meet the sun. Oh, yeah.
Peace and blessings. This is Michael Bernard Beckwith, the founder of the Agape International Spiritual Center, and the author of Spiritual Liberation, Fulfilling Your Soul's Potential. Welcome to the Sound of Transformation, where what we are about is waking up to the deep potential that's within every being on this planet so that we can become a strong and beneficial presence on the planet at this time in human history. In other words, we're not here just to become enlightened. We're here to become enlightened to fulfill our dynamic purpose at this time in our life. Week after week, we will have wonderful guests that are making a mighty difference on the planet, individuals who have embodied and activated the potential of their own soul and are going forward to inspire, uplift, and transform the planet according to their unique pattern and their unique gifts. Wake up to the sound of transformation. That's right, you're tuning in to Wake Up the Sound of Transformation, and I am your host, Michael Bernard Beckwith, welcoming you to listen with your inner ear and begin to catch that which is inaudible and begin to see that which is invisible. Every week we have powerful guests in which we have wonderful conversation, and the conversation is meant to be transformational. That is, not merely to store up information like a computer chip, but to be transformational. That as you're listening with that intention to become more your real self, whatever it is that you catch, a kernel of truth, a moment of inspiration or encouragement, you seek to put that into practice at some level so that your life transforms from a glory to a greater glory. You're not here to just catch information. There's information that informs, and then there's information that transforms. And so very often people serve themselves up information that's just informative, and they live in the land of memorizing things and memorizing facts and things of this particular nature, but it has no effect on their soul, has no effect on their life experience. This is Wake Up the Sound of Transformation, in which the individuals that I bring to you week after week offer their heart and soul with valuable spiritual practices and insights and revelations, so that you can begin to put it into a much deeper practice so that you notice that as that which we call time goes on, your life is changing. You're becoming more uplifted, more inspired. You're able to deliver your gifts and your talents and the capacities that you brought with you when you incarnated on planet Earth. So I welcome you to this wonderful conversation. The world is held together by a network of synergetic conversation, agreements, beliefs that ultimately become our perception, that then become our experience. So we're seeking to up-level the conversation from doom and gloom and poor me and what's wrong to the conversation of what's possible, what's viable, the solutions that are held within our own soul, and then become courageous enough to stop hand-holding with mediocrity and to hold hands with excellence, that the same success that births millions of galaxies at millions of miles a minute, that same success flows through us as we reflect and reveal the cosmos in a way that only we can do it. My guest today will be Dr. Joseph Michael Levery, the author of Alchemy of Love Relationships, The Healing Fire of Heaven, and Nam Yoga. We're going to get into that and the wonderful things that he teaches around all of the things he brings to the planet. We'll be right back. Open up your inner ear. Listen to this. Some of you will know this song.
I release and I let go. I let the Spirit run my life, and my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God. No more struggle, no more strife. With my faith I see the light. I am free. Only here for God.
listening to the celebratory voices of the Agape International Choir. That's from the CD I Release, the very first CD of our international choir, directed by Ricky Byers Beckwith, singing I Release and I Let Go, written by myself and Ricky Beebe. Today, I'm fortunate and privileged to have with me on the program Dr. Joseph Michael Levery, world-renowned yogi, mystic, and universal Kabbalah master. After 30 years of study and research and teaching throughout the world, he has created a unique synthesis of the powerful teachings of Kabbalah, Nam Yoga, and the Eastern healing arts. Dedicated to the service of humankind, Dr. Levery has established nonprofit centers in New York and Los Angeles, Nam Yoga in New York City, and Nam Yoga LA, which will be opening this year. He's also the president of Root Light Incorporated, a publishing, production, and consulting company with the sacred teachings of the divine spiritual wisdom as its foundation. He places a strong emphasis on the fundamental oneness of all religions and the divine spiritual wisdom that comes from the same ultimate heavenly source. His works transcend the theology that separates humans from the divine, from each other, and from themselves. His teachings focus on personal improvement and spiritual happiness. He is the author of The Code of the Masters, Lifting the Veil, The Divine Doctor, Alchemy of Love Relationships, and The Healing Fire of Heaven. He has also created over 20 powerful healing CDs. He knows a tremendous amount about the power of sound. And so he has a meditation music and sound healing. He knows about healing vibrations. We're going to get into this because these CDs have been created in accordance with cosmic principles, which each contains a special Kabbalistic formula that is in perfect harmony with the divine and the creative laws of the cosmos. Dr. Joseph Michael Levery, how are you doing, my brother?
Marvelous. It is a joy to speak with you.
And we can hear the joy in your voice, and I can see the smile on your face. I'm inviting the listeners to just inform their face that they're happy as they're tuning in on this conversation with us. You know, we were just talking right before the program about how we took a flight. We were flying together. Where were we coming from? Do you remember?
Yes, I remember. That was quite a beautiful flight. Together, it went through the whole thing. It was incredible. The flight went through so fast.
Right. It was like we looked at each other, recognized each other on a soul level.
Yes.
And spoke all the way to Los Angeles. And then it was like, it took 5 minutes.
It took like 5 minutes. The whole thing just went so fast.
Were we coming from New York?
We just left from New York and then just went to LA. It was a blessing, that flight.
And that's what happens when souls connect in that timeless dimension of ultimate reality. Now, doctor, for the individuals who don't know who you are, who haven't heard of you yet, even though so many people who are on the spiritual path know of your work, your message, and the wonderful power that you offer, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you hail from, how you were initiated into this way of life and way of teaching.
Oh, you know, Michael, it has been a journey, a lovely journey, and I'm very grateful to God for this lovely journey. And through that journey, I was blessed with a technology that brings light to the mind so that the mind can think right. It brings warmth to the heart so that the heart can feel right, and it brings strength to the spirit so that we can have the strength to act right. So I was kind of meant to do this work. It was from day one. Mm-hmm. I was born into a very spiritual family, so I was groomed since a very young age. It was kind of like the will of God.
Yes.
And our human grace lies in the acceptance of the will of God.
Yes.
Because indeed, all things come from God, and all things go to God. From very young, I wanted to direct all my heart to God. I wanted a direct link with God. So I prayed, and I asked God to open my heart. I pray so that my consciousness may be opened. I pray so that the hand of God may lead me where I need to go and teach me what it is that I need to learn. And I realized many things. I realized that there is a common bond in the human spirit. We all want the same thing. We all want to be happy. And I realized that I am not any different. I feel that I am no different from anybody else. So as a result of that journey, I will treat people with dignity, and I have a desire to want to serve. I treat people with respect when I interact with people. I allow them to maintain the dignity, and I just focus on the love. And I believe as well, when I think of my journey, everything we do in life, all the experiences lead to where we need to go.
Right.
Everything.
Where were you born?
I was originally born in the Ivory Coast.
And you say that your family somewhat groomed you. You grew up in a family that understood this already, so you were brought into a family of higher awareness, we can say.
That's correct. But actually, that is a blessing. It was quite a blessing to be born in such a family because it kind of opened my eyes and my heart in a certain way. It allowed me to understand how interconnected we all are. And I am so grateful for that as well. And I learned quite a lot because in that family, spirituality was the call of duty. It was something like a breakfast.
In other words, when you chose to incarnate into this family, somewhere within you, you knew you were accepting a mandate to hold the space for this kind of deliverance of spiritual energy and spiritual power and spiritual teaching. And so unlike many people in America who have to become initiated into this realm much through crisis or existential crisis, you were brought into it. In your culture, you were actually brought into this way of teaching, of living,
yeah,
I mean.
It felt like, although, you know, I kind of at soul level chose it, when I got there, I realized, you know, I don't have any choice. I have to deal with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, in this over 30 years of wonderful study and research and practice, you have come up with what is called Nam Yoga.
Oh, that is correct.
A combination of Kabbalah and the merging of the Eastern and West. Break that down for us. Unwrap that for us today.
I realize throughout the various travel, the various studies, one event that actually took place, which I will talk about, and then I will just get into it, is a few years ago, I came back from India, from the Himalayas, and I felt completely pulled back to India. And I went back to India. The day I arrived in India, that night when I was sleeping, a holy being came in my dream and started to teach me all these things about Nam. And 3 days after, I met the person in person. And the being actually, this holy man, told me exactly that he was in the dream and he blessed me with Nam. And since then, it has been a very, very deep transformation. But as far as the merger of Kabbalah and the yoga together, I am very, very grateful to Sri Singh Sahib, Yogi Bhajan, who has been extremely helpful in a very loving way. He has encouraged me and blessed me to bring both sciences together.
Mm-hmm.
And the name Nam, calling that combination Nam, was actually after this encounter in India that I decided to call that Nam. Because, you know, Michael, the most powerful spiritual thing is the word. God sits at the tip of the tongue. In the beginning was the word.
Yes.
And this practice, although there's a Kabbalah aspect of it, which allows you to understand how the universe works, and then the yogic aspect of it, which take care of your nervous system, your glandular system, your blood, and all of these things. And the fact, the reality is, there is nothing like the word, because it is, in fact, by the word, in the word, and through the word, that all things spiritual and material have been created.
Yes.
All it takes is one wrong word to destroy your entire life. The same way, all it takes is one right word to have a new career, to change your life, to move from duality to divinity, to move from negativity to positivity. So the word is so powerful. The practice is based upon the word because I've realized the power of the word. I've experienced the power of the word and the whole. And the fact is the entire universe is kept together by the word.
Yes.
And it keeps everything going because we exercise, we eat for the human body. That is true. We breathe for the mind because the mind always follows the breath. The breath is the king of the mind. You know, we chant for the soul. So the word is food for the soul. So that technology, Nam Yoga, is a very simple way of, let's say you have your body is the computer, and then you have the universe, which is a really big computer, and all you need to do is just connect both, you know, and then once you connect both, everything happens, because to be happy, we need light. Once you connect your small computer with a big computer, your heart open, you have that light, you can touch the light of the soul, and everything starts working.
Outstanding. For those of you just tuning in right now, we're speaking with Dr. Joseph Michael Levery, yogi, mystic, and universal Kabbalah teacher. And modality of his teaching is the Nam Yoga. And this is what he's speaking about. He's the author of The Healing Fire of Heaven and The Alchemy of Love Relations. And so if you're just tuning in, that's who you're listening to. What is one thing you could say to the people listening right now, how they can enter into the practice of having the power in the word? Because you're not speaking of just words. You're speaking of the word, and that's a big difference.
Yes, speech is the language of the physical world. And the word as the verbum, which I call noun, is the language of the heavens. It is that practice is a very simple practice. That practice is a simple practice, yet very, very powerful, because it's not so much in ritualism, but the practice really is the fact that a man can just actually merge with the word of God and everything will just happen. Mm-hmm. And once you do that practice, the practice of Nam Yoga, what it does, by working with the word, you open the heart, which is so important. There's nothing like opening the heart. The heart needs to be open because the heart sees better than the eyes.
Absolutely.
I call the heart the cathedral of the soul. The heart is the place where the heaven kissed the earth.
Mm.
It is a beautiful city of light.
Absolutely.
No man can live without heart.
You're speaking my language here.
And no heart can live without love. So the whole thing is about love. Love, love, love. And Nam Yoga, when you practice it, what it does, you practice in such a way that it opens the heart so that the person who does not have love can have love. The person who does not have faith can have faith. The person who does not have hope can have hope. Because hope is so powerful. These three forces, love, faith, and hope, I believe, are the forces of this era. This is what humankind need in order to revitalize the earth. We need that.
Right.
Love is so needed. Love is the beginning of everything. Love is the power that has ever created and the power that will ever create. I don't know of any wound that cannot be healed by love.
Amen. Obviously, I'm right there with you because as I teach, love is the total givingness of the spirit without any sense of withhold at all. It's a total giving of itself, a fulfilling of itself that is everywhere in its presence. And so we're not speaking of a sweet, sentimental, romantic love. We're talking about the total givingness of the universal presence everywhere.
It is such, because it's all about love, and I am so completely with you on that one. And as worms help a plant to grow, love warms the human heart. It just causes it to just sprout and grow.
Yes.
And if we want to find God, all we have to do is to think of love. When there is a love in a person's heart, God is there. And I believe that love is the answer to all problems. And love is all the universe understands. God is love. That's what He is. And I believe that our soul is love personified. And the way back to God is love.
Yes.
And once a person starts loving, all doors start opening. Because true love, in fact, is even stronger than death. If a mother who has true love as her child who is in trouble with health, when she really has that love, and then she can sit and then direct a prayer to the Lord, He cannot say no. She can take anything from His hand.
Absolutely.
Because love makes God very mellow.
I know there's a strong emphasis also in your work on meditation. And that's very, very primary in what you teach and what you practice. Speak to us to a degree about meditation, what it is and its importance to opening up the heart and activating our potential.
It is important to open the heart. It's important to actually align the mind and align the body and align the spirit in such a way that men can have emotional intelligence and face the time and space very, very gracefully. And one who practices meditation now actually is like phone numbers of God. You know, God has many phone numbers. Number is like kind of a very good phone number for God. All it is you need to do is you sit down and then you have your hands in prayer pose on your heart, and then you use your tongue as a dialing process. You dial, you dial, you dial, and God has no other choice but to answer. And the technology behind it is a very simple technology. In Kabbalah, there is the head correspond to the divine world, the chest correspond to the astral spiritual world, the abdomen, physical world. But the human mouth is an entire world. It's a very simple process. So you have, when the tongue, which is the masculine principle, goes and have this interconnection with the roof of the mouth, it's like knocking at heaven's door.
Yes.
And you're knocking, and when you knock, God has no other choice but to open. Because what it does, it creates this vibrational relationship between your pituitary gland, which is the seat of your third eye, and then your pineal gland, which is what allows you to see how connected you are with the universe. When these two come together in vibrational relationship, what happens is your autonomous nervous system, it just comes in balance. So the parasympathetic nervous system is responsible for you, to take care of you. It's ruled by what we call the principle of sound. And then you have the sympathetic nervous system, which is ruled by the principle of light. When these two systems come in harmony, you have your physical body and your spiritual body. They harmonize themselves in such a way that everything just starts working. You are clocked with time and space, and then you flow. You are in the present. For you, then, the past becomes history, the future is just like a mystery, and then the present is a gift that you can enjoy.
For those of you tuning in, this is Dr. Joseph Michael Levery, and we're speaking about entering into the heart space through meditation. And you talked about putting the tongue to the roof of the mouth, which is like knocking on the door of heaven. And I wanted you to break down just a little bit more for those who are listening. One practice you're doing, we're activating sound, one we're activating light. Unpack that a little bit more for the listeners.
The process is actually where you have all the mysteries of prayer, you know. And I say, where there is mastery, there is no mystery. And where there is mystery, there is no mastery. But mastery is when mystery is no longer a problem to be resolved, but that practice can become a reality. And God gave us a tongue, and it's amazing. God sit at the tip of the tongue, and then it has a color. That color is pink for some reason. And pink, I believe, is known in the spiritual world. Pink is the color of love because it's a combination of red and white. Red is all the vitality and all the power, and then you have white, which is the purity. When you bring them together, it just gives you universal love, which means love without conditions. So when you do Nam, your tongue actually will just go in what they call divine intercourse with the roof of the mouth, because the tongue, it is the sun, and the roof of the mouth is like the moon. So when they just merge together, they could give birth to such an energy that causes the brain, within the brain, you have the pituitary glands and the pineal gland, because of the vibrational movement, they just are shaped in such a way that they go in vibrational relationship. And when that happens, the autonomous nervous system itself goes into balance. It goes into balance. And then that balance will just create a relationship between your physical body and your spiritual body. But the brain is the command center. It is our command center. And our spine is our supply center.
I want them to hear what you said. The brain is the command center, and the spine is a supply center.
It is a supply center.
Yes.
And the brain is a command center. It is one of the most powerful things that we have. Most people are not actually aware of what the brain can do. It's incredible. Once you start working on the brain, it'll start to become your friend, because we usually feel with the heart and then we think with our head, the brain. But what is we need to do, and when you do the practice, you get to a stage where you start thinking with your heart and feeling with your brain.
Absolutely. Absolutely what I talk about. There's a shift because you actually have more neurons in your heart than in your brain.
Oh, yeah, completely. It's a form of massage. You're massaging the brain. And the brain needs a massage. Lots of people get massaged, but you got to massage the brain. The brain is the command center, and once in a while, it needs a massage. And when it can receive that massage, the entire life completely changes because you affect all of the neurons in the brain, and these neurons are aligned with the past, present, and future. And when that happens, automatically, it bestows upon you intuitive intelligence. And what is intuitive intelligence? Intuitive intelligence is when your projective intelligence, which is the intelligence that looks into a situation that looks like it's a bad situation. But it is, you can look at that situation and see it as an opportunity. And when you have your protective intelligence, the intelligence that looks like something that's very good and tells you just like slow down.
Yes.
When both of them come together, they give birth to what you call your intuitive intelligence, which is a combination of logic and intuition and intuitional logic. Once you have that form of intuitional logic, it stops impulsive behavior, which means that you no longer react to situations.
Yes, yes,
karma
yes.
Karma is action or reaction. Every time that you react, you're caught in the karma. So what it is you want to do as opposed to reacting is go through life with a neutral mind being in the present. And when that intelligence it prevails, then you take choices that are healthy for you and healthy for all of those who are around you.
Absolutely.
And it is important for us to be able to understand how interconnected we are. And that interconnection, as we do the practice, which actually gives birth to that love, and that our heart is completely lit with that fire of love, and then that love gives birth to light. That's what love does. And you have so much light in your aura, so much light in your presence. In your presence, so much light that you're radiating everywhere. And then you are clocked with time and space, and everything just flows.
I love it. We're having a wonderful dialogue with Dr. Joseph Michael Levery. We're about to take our break. But if you've been listening, you've been hearing about the divine intercourse of the tongue to the roof of the mouth with an intention to wake up, which allows you to come into balance, into harmony. We're speaking about meditation, of course, here, with the intention to grow, develop, and unfold, to activate our highest potentiality. And even the nervous system becomes healed and wiped clean, and compulsive behaviors begin to dissolve, so we're no longer living from the past as a reaction from the past or to circumstances, but we're living in the now moment where we're responding to the eternal presence. And this, of course, frees us from being victimized from the past mistakes, circumstances and situations, so we can live the full meaning of our incarnation. We'll be right back with Dr. Levery after this song. Listen with your heart.
Grateful for the day that brings the sunshine. Grateful for the love of God that is mine. Grateful for my life. I'm so glad to be. Remember what's good and right. God is powerful, our greatest miracle. God is all there is, and God loves us all. Grateful for the day that brings the sunshine. Grateful for the love of God.
Grateful for the love of God. There you go.
Grateful.
Everybody's voice sounds
grateful.
Good. Did your heart sing it?
I'm grateful.
Did your heart sing it? Hi-ya-ya-ya, Peruvian vocal that means I am here. That impulse of good within you that's seeking to express itself is saying, I am here.
Gracias por el día trayendo el sol, agradecido por el amor de Dios que es mío. Gracias por la vida, agradecido por el existir.
You were listening to, of course, the CD, The Love Project, and that was Grateful, a fusion of a couple of live events that Ricky did. Of course, gratitude is one of the powerful foundations that we live from, for when we're living from that consciousness of gratitude and thanksgiving, the filter that we see life through is much more pristine, and we begin to feel and see and intuit that we're living, moving, and having our beingness in the great power, the great presence, and the great love that is everywhere. We've been speaking about this love with Dr. Joseph Michael Levry, a wonderful yogi, mystic, and universal Kabbalah master who has a wonderful center in New York and is starting one right here in Santa Monica. And so I'm loving this conversation, my brother.
I know, it's incredible. Now, like I was saying, it massages the human brain because our brain is like a storehouse of life force.
Yes.
Mystics know that the human brain, it changes every 7 weeks.
And these are the cells of the brain you're talking about?
You can actually work on the neurons in a certain way.
Yes.
And if anybody wants to change their life, all they have to do is actually work with the brain waves in a certain way, and automatically it will affect them. And the mystics know that to change the personality, they have to change their brain wave. And when you change your brain wave, what happens is it removes completely all room for anxiety, all room for depression, and all of this hostility, all of that is completely gone.
So people don't have to be victimized by anything they've inherited or any DNA patterns that they've inherited or circumstances or environmental influences. Basically, through divine spiritual practice, we can change our brain waves, our neurons, and literally be different.
It's so true, Michael. Because a human being is primarily an emotional entity. We are fed by love. We grow on love. Yeah, emotions are chemical. They are vibration.
Right.
They can build you or they can break you. So our emotional maturity is based upon the amount of love that we receive and we give out. It's a very important thing. So when you do numb, you impact the brain in such a way as to change the waves and bypass all these blocks that may have been there in the deep recesses of your brain.
Yes.
And as a result, you just take care of a lot of things that usually are difficult to take care of. Nam Yoga improves your central nervous system. You know, it has a positive effect on your personality, and that is achieved through working on your brain, of course, your entire body. But if the massage is given to the brain, this massage that brings so much refreshing, a lot of prana to the brain, which is this house of life force. As a result, you have improvement in anything you're trying to do in your life. And that comes through the sharp aspect of Dharma, you know, repetition. It creates these neural networks in your brain. And nerve from the brain and the spine, they go everywhere in our body.
Yes.
So Namaste is the science of massaging the brain with the vibration of Nam to increase the circulation in the brain. It stimulates your brain nerve cells. As a result, you have all this vitality. And your brain starts working completely. You become smarter and intelligent. You have your memory. You don't lose it as you grow older. And because it everything, the waves are distributed throughout your entire body, your intelligence. There's something that people are not probably aware of. They may be, but the brain control our emotions and our heart rate, even our breath.
Yes.
And our pulse. Yes, indeed, the breath is the king of the mind. What it means that is the mind always follows the breath. But our mind is the king of our senses through which we interact with life. And the brain is, you can call it the king even of the breath, if you want to call it so. It controls our emotions. And you know, emotions are so important in life. The way we react to life, our attitude, which is key. Because if you have a positive mental attitude, it doesn't matter how messed up that project is, you'll turn it into gold.
That's right.
If you have a negative mental attitude, it doesn't matter how good that project is, you'll turn it into anything lesser than gold.
There's an old statement that the right person can do the wrong thing, but it'll turn out right. And the wrong person can do the right thing, and it'll turn out wrong. The right person being the one with that affirmative attitude in tune with the harmony of the universe. The wrong person might be doing the right thing, but he's out of tune.
Nobody could have said it even more beautifully as it is. That's so true. And we need our brain because perception is so key. If you perceive things through the glasses of sunshine, they will be shiny. If you perceive them through the glass of sunset, you're going to have a lot of sunset in your life.
It all comes back to us, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we need a lot of sunrises. Of course, once in a while, people go through sunset in order to appreciate sunrise. But now it works on the human brain because it's the most important organ of our body. That's why we call it the command center, the heart. Forget it, you know. You got to open the heart. I mean, this is the age where, because you need love. We need love and thrive on love. But that relationship between the brain and the heart, and now by massaging the brain with word vibration, it increases cerebral blood volume there. And then people, and they're going to find out in the future that that increase in cerebral blood volume, it will even lead to what they call neurogenesis. Because mystics know it as something that helps generate brain cells. It strengthens all the connections.
You're talking regeneration here.
Yeah, you completely, because once you revitalize the brain becomes so happy, it becomes a baby, and it's so happy, it takes care of you.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes care of you because it can renew itself. And by working on the brain, you improve your memory. It even increases your lifespan because our brain, as we grow older, it's known to like it starts shrinking, but you don't want the brain to shrink. You want it to work. You have to nourish it.
But if you don't use it, you'll lose it.
That's it. You know, it couldn't be said better.
Right. So you not only have to use it in terms of spiritual technology, you have to feed your body right with the right hydration, the right food, right exercise. Completely. And then the spiritual practices, as you're describing here, basically allow the brain to stay young and active and vital to release that light energy that we're talking about.
Completely. Through NAM, NAM becomes the fountain of youth for the brain. But most importantly, it opens the heart because love is the key. Love is the master key. Love opens all doors. You need love because once you have love, it gives birth to faith. And faith gives birth to hope. You need love, you need faith, you need hope. Because love makes everything easy in your life. It just makes things work, you know. And then you have faith. Faith, it is this force that you cannot see. That is like the stuff of miracle, that miracle are made of. People, throughout history, so many people have been healed through faith. They've strengthened their energy through faith. They've done the impossible. Faith turned the impossible impossible. It is the eye that sees God. God loves it when you have faith. Faith is the one thing it wants you to have. Once you have faith, that's it. It'll take care of you. And then you have hope. Hope is the balm of the soul. You need hope. A country without hope, they'll perish. You need the hope. It's the balm of the soul. Once you have love, once you have faith, once you have hope, there is nothing you cannot overcome.
I often say that when you put those three together, now you have a deep conviction, like a laser beam conviction of knowing.
It's like a laser, and everywhere you direct it, it gets the job done. And the brain is so helpful in the process. It's a catalyst, you know, because without the brain, we cannot work. Without the brain, we cannot move. You can't even maintain your health. Happiness and peace is linked to the brain. Our brain, in some ways, is connected to our whole life. You know, it's responsible for emotional nature because of the pituitary gland is the master of the glandular system. And our glands are like the guardian of our health.
Yes.
Once you take care of the pituitary glands, and it'll ask all the other glands what it needs to just put as a good proportion in the blood, and then your chemistry is right, and you have a better perception.
Let me ask you something else. In your book, The Alchemy of Love Relationships, Chapter 8, Magnifying Your Radiance with Sound Current, you talk about the fact that the sound keeps the universe in balance. So I know you have healing sound CDs, things of this particular nature. So sound is very important to this work as well.
Sound is so important. I mean, it's in the beginning was the word. It's even, as we see it in the Bible and in most scriptures, sound is the mother of light.
Sound is the mother of light.
Yeah.
Sound is the mother of light.
Yeah, it gives. It is, Michael. When you work with sound, it gives birth to light. Because sound, in the beginning, was the word love itself. God is the word.
Yes. And that's a vibration.
Yeah, it's a vibration.
It's a sound if we have an ear. If we don't have an ear, it's a vibration that then, as you say, gives birth to light, the luminous.
It gives birth to light because love gives birth to life, you know. And in the esoteric teaching, we know that with love, love gives birth to life. And then wisdom gives you light. And then truth gives you freedom. But actually, sound gives birth to light. And that light, when you work the sound, your entire energy, your every cell of your body, they're flooded with the light of the sun. Completely flooded. It just shines so much. It's such glow. That is why in the Alchemy of Love, I say that because such glow is so necessary, especially in interaction, in relationship, you know. You have that light, and where there is light, there is no darkness. Light is the principle of perfection. And darkness is the absence of light. And when light comes, the darkness has to run away as fast as it can.
For those of you just tuning in, we're speaking to Dr. Joseph Michael Levery, world-renowned yogi, mystic, universal Kabbalah teacher, Nam Yoga. He's combined the teachings of Kabbalah, Nam Yoga, and Eastern healing arts. Tremendous dedication to humankind. Nonprofit healing centers in New York City and now Santa Monica opening up this year, 2011. The president of Root Light Incorporated, a publishing, production, and consulting company with the sacred teachings of divine spiritual wisdom as its foundation. Now, you have tremendous CDs that are specifically about healing with sound.
Yes, indeed, because I love music, Michael. You know, your wife, she's an amazing musician. Ricky,
yes.
It's incredible.
Absolutely. You're speaking our language because we absolutely believe in the healing power of sound and vibration and lyric and energy. And so this is very important to us.
Oh, she's an incredible musician. I mean, she has it in her blood.
It's absolutely in her entire being.
Yes. So the CDs, they are like working tools. They're being used in order to achieve, to do the work. And we're meditating with that. And music, there is nothing like music. Music just opens the heart. So we are working with the harmony of music. And the CDs, that, by the grace of God, I don't even know how we just got so many of them. But it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to sit with music. With music, everyone becomes one. Music moves you from your head and straight take you to your heart. Music is for the heart. You need that harmony of the heart. And where there is harmony, everything falls in place. Once music merges with noun, magic just happens.
Absolutely. Now, we still have a few minutes, but I wanted to cover a couple of other things. Because one of the things that you describe, you believe that the age in which we're living now is the age of love, faith, and hope. That this is a powerful age that we're moving into or are in the middle of, that at some level we're transitioning from the industrial engineering to divine spirituality. Speak to that for a minute.
Yeah, the transition just happened naturally, organically, and I realized, of course, engineering is the mathematical aspect. It was necessary, but all that just led me to where I am right now. And this is an exciting age. It is exciting in the sense that, of course, a lot of people are talking about the great change, 2012, what's going to happen, and this and that. And I'm saying, no, it is very exciting. It is an exciting time. All we really need to do is work with love, to work with faith, and work with hope. The world is like this big room, this beautiful, big, big room. And the human brain is a candle.
Mm.
It's a candle of love spiritual practice, it's good to light that candle. But the world needs so much love, so much light. And what most of us are doing is walking around with the candle extinguished. I think the time has come to lit that candle and then just walk into that room with that burning candle. And what, in spiritual term, a person with a burning candle is a person who has a heart full of love.
Yes.
When your heart is full of that love, when you walk with the weapon of love, the weapon of faith, and the weapon of hope, you are so bright, so bright. There is no challenge that will see you and then stand. There's no vibrations of bad nature that will actually come close to you. And if all of us can merge with those vibrations of love and faith and hope and come together in that room with our candle lit, the light will be so bright. It will be this beautiful room with bright, bright, bright light. Yes, that is what the world needs. And it is important that love, that peace, that light is so needed. Because love gives birth to light. And light gives birth to peace, and peace gives birth to joy. We all want to be happy. All of us, we want to be happy. And to get that joy, we have to get peace. To get peace, you have to get light. To get light, just to get love. And if you want love, you just have to open your heart. And once you open the heart, you want to serve, because there's nothing like service.
Yes.
There's nothing like service. This is the time where we have to turn our enemies into friends. We have to turn our friends into angels. And then we have to turn ourselves into an extension of God and serve others.
Absolutely.
Because once you start serving others, you become an extension of God. Once you become an extension of God, it is stuck. When you have a problem, he has to take care of it. There's no choice. So that love is so necessary. Service is really the key. But there is no love without sacrifice, no sacrifice without love. And the path of service is the path of love. It's a beautiful path.
Right.
And this wisdom, by learning it and sharing it and spreading it, it just takes care of you so beautifully. And what it does in such a beautiful way, it will open your heart, that cathedral of the soul. It will open it, and then the sun will rise in your heart and shine in your life. And all it takes is one sun to light up your entire life.
That's right. In your book, The Healing Fire of Heaven, you talk about the importance of the sun as a healing force. You speak about that. Bring that into this conversation a little bit.
Yeah, it's such an amazing reality. It's just an incredible, such the most powerful symbol we have. Just the simple fact of meditating on something, you become that thing. And the symbol of light that we have in the universe, that reality, it is beautiful sun. And once we just focus on the sun, we become light. By working with the sun rises in our heart. And it starts nourishing us. It vivifies our being. It gives strength to our heart, our mind, our will. Everything starts working. It brings peace to our heart. It brings light to our mind. It brings strength to our spirit so we can have the guts to do the right thing.
Ah.
And go out there and serve others with the joy.
I like what you just said, to have the guts to do the right thing, because many people, they have a really lightweight intention to do the right thing, but they don't have the strength or the courage to do what is right in the moment. They're still allowing the past or a reaction to the past to spill over into some kind of action, which is really a reaction. But when one begins to grow spiritually through dynamic spiritual practice, you actually have the courage to do the right thing.
When you just put that courage forward and do the right thing, the benefits are just a host of blessings. Host of blessings. There's nothing like doing the right thing.
And because I dare say most people know what the right thing is. They just don't have the courage to do it.
I know, actually, when you work with love, it will cause you to do the right thing.
Yes.
Once you merge with love, it causes you to do the right thing, because God is love. Once you merge with love, it causes you to do the right thing. That love which has no condition, that love that has no jurisdiction, that love that you can freely, freely give. And that's why I love Nam so much, and I feel Nam is a way of romancing with God, and so that the entire universe can serve you.
Mm-hmm.
When you do Nam Yoga, this combination of Kabbalah and Yoga, what it does, it opens your heart so that you may dance with the star. You can go out there and you can kiss the moon. and can become.
You're speaking like a true African yogi. Kissing the moon and dancing with the stars, being at one with all of Mother Nature. This is ripe. This is real. This is wonderful.
I know. Now it's for everyone. It's for babies, you know.
Yes.
Babies can do that. They just, when they come out, first thing they do is nom. Old people can do nom. If you have a mouth, you can do nom.
Yes.
Everyone can do nom. And it is such a, yes, it is simple, yes, such a powerful practice. But then again, simplicity is divinity.
Yes.
Divinity is simplicity.
Right.
In that simplicity, it is a mighty practice. There's nothing as powerful as the word. It is so powerful. A man without rhythm is a land without water. When you work with the word and you open the heart.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to that sentence. A land without rhythm is a land without water?
Without water. Nothing grows there.
I love it. I don't want to go by that too fast. A land without rhythm is a land without water. There's no life.
Without rhythm. When a person does not have rhythm, rhythm is the key. And music is rhythm. When a person doesn't have rhythm, it means the music of the body is out of rhythm.
You know what I say sometimes? I'll tell people when they have to go to a dentist or a doctor or something, I say, well, if your doctor doesn't dance or sing, then you may want to choose another doctor because they may not be in tune with the fundamental healing rhythms that will sustain your well-being. You don't want somebody just in their head that's gone to school and studied a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
You want somebody that has rhythm of the soul so that when they're looking at you, they're seeing a soul and can bring forth that healing light.
That rhythm of the soul is so necessary because a person who does not have rhythm, they're exactly like a land where you don't have any water in that land. It's just dry. Nothing grows there. And when you do, to use the prayer, the sound, and you work with that, the rhythm of it, the whole thing, it brings rhythm in your life. It trains you to harmony because music is harmony. And rhythm creates that healing vibration. And vibration moves the universe.
Yes.
And when you move the vibration positively, everything starts working.
You know what? We have so much more to deal with. We're going to have you come back. But I want people to know who you are and where they can find you. I know you have a website, and I want people to know that the doctor will be at Agape on June 21st, which is a Tuesday evening, and we'll be celebrating the solstice on that particular day. So everyone is invited to that. But doctor, tell us your website. Tell us how they can get in contact with you.
It's rootlight.com.
That's rootlight.com. And you can go right on the website and see exactly what he's doing.
NAAM.com, namyoga.com.
Namyoga.com, NAAM, namyoga.com. Fantastic. Anything else you want to say to us before we have to go?
Oh, I am so grateful to you. It's been such a beautiful moment with you, and it's just unforgettable. Talking with you was so joyful to be able to share this. I just want people to know there's this technology, this beautiful technology out there that opens the heart. Because it's so important, it says, to love what you do and to do what you love. And once your heart is open, it creates the platform for you to love what you do and to do what you love. And that is so important, and love is so needed on this planet. We need that love. We need all this army of people carrying that beautiful love in the heart and then allowing it to give birth to all this light on this earth.
Friends, you've been listening to Dr. Joseph Michael Levery, my guest here on Wake Up, the Sound of Transformation. Our engineer has been Mark Maxwell, guest relations, Catherine Josie, program director, Alan Minsky, the sound of Agape moving through Ricky Byers Beckwith at rickybb.com. You can go to agapelive.com to see the upcoming events in our spiritual community, including the one that will be happening on the 21st and the Agape Sanctuary with Dr. Levery. You can, of course, live stream us when you go to our website, our Sunday and our Wednesday services. If you're in need of prayer, you can go to our prayer ministry at 310-348-1270. We're here for you. We have wonderful guests every week, and we just so appreciate you tuning in to make a mighty difference in your own life, to make a mighty difference on the planet at this time in human history. All is well. You just have to discover it. Peace and blessings to all of you.